Know the world through the eyes of your mind. Philosopher Immanuel Kant. On a sunny day, the two friends choose a nearby park to enjoy the sun and admire the beautiful colors of the plants and trees in the daylight. Arriving separately, they unexpectedly meet by chance. Phenia, Ari, is that you?
Hello.
Eris, oh, Phenia. Hi, you're here too.
Phenia, yeah, I thought I would go out now that it's daytime.
But I didn't expect to find you here. I thought I was the only one who had discovered this hidden bench.
Eris, uh-huh.
No, not really, and I probably come to the park more often than you do because I've found other hidden benches.
Phenia, there are more hidden spots in this park.
So tell me, why do you like to sit here?
Eris, most probably my answer to this question is the same as the one you would give, for some quiet time and concentration.
Phenia, you're right, Ari. When I come here and sit on this bench, I need to be alone to think, or not to think, and just watch the reflections of the sun on the trees.
Eris, I really like reading here.
After closing my book, I think about what I just read and explore the mental images I've created. Sometimes, I like to just sit, contemplate nature, and wonder.
Phenia, you like to wonder?
Wonder about what?
To live or not to live, as written by William Shakespeare in Hamlet?
Phenia started laughing at her own thoughts.
Eris, I think so, yes.
I like to ask questions and look for answers.
Phenia, like philosophers do?
Eris, exactly. A philosopher can be a person who tries to find answers to philosophical questions or a professional expert in the field. I currently belong to the first category.
Phenia, but didn't Immanuel Kant make this distinction?
Eris, yes, exactly.
I didn't know you were into philosophy.
Phenia, I might even know about other hidden spots elsewhere.
And she started laughing again.
Eris, Immanuel Kant paid a lot of attention to the mind, which is why he is one of my favorite philosophers.
Phenia, he also explored morality, didn't he?
Eris, yes, Kant wrote about morality too. What really fascinated me, though, is his theory about the mind and the role it plays in understanding the world around us.
Phenia, I agree with him. I believe that knowledge is divided between intellect and the mind, regardless of personal experience.
Eris, that's a bit confusing.
I think Kant meant that each individual's observation of the world is crucial to truly understanding it as a whole.
Phenia, yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Let us observe the world together and maybe we will get a better understanding of its essence.
Eris, well, it's just you and me for now. We are still among the few trying to grasp the meaning of our world.
Phenia, well, let's discuss this with our friends.
Maybe they would like to join us in this journey of exploration.
Eris, you are right.
It was great seeing you here. Maybe we should work on our philosophy assignment together and focus on Kant.
Phenia, deal.
See you in class tomorrow.
As the sun began to set, the two friends make their way home.